there's an issue about which date you count as the date that you're choshesh for the Veses. The Mechaber says in Sif Vav that you're only choshesh for the first owner that you started seeing your Ia, even though the Ia lasts for 5 days, but the day on the calendar that you're choshesh for is the day, the owner in which the Ia started. So sometimes that's Pashit, but very often it's not Pashit. That's because the Mechaber says in the end of Kofsadi that we're only choshesh for a veses for on a re'ia. If she sees down by Hagasha, so that's a re'ia deraisa, she's a new deraisa, and therefore she's choshesh for that day the next month. But if it's just a kesem, if all she saw is a kesem, so a kesem, even if the kesem was seen in an ofen that it's tameh, that it was seen on a white beged, more than a gris, so it's tamei, but it's only tamei drabanan, and therefore you don't have to be choshesh of vestes from that day. Because worse comes to worse, if she repeats next month to see the kesem on that day, the whole kesem is just drabanan. So the male is no vestes for a kesem. So the shaila becomes, though, is that very often when a woman starts her period, before there's an actual flow there, before there's an actual hargasha, that she'll actually see enough to feel something coming out of her, often it's the actual veses is preceded by seeing ksamen. That she'll start one day, she says, I just saw a kesem, and then the next day she sings more. So when exactly does she start her chash from? So Pashas Shulchan Aruch, she'll only start from when she felt a hargasha. So that's definitely the straight din from Shulchan Aruch, is that seeing kesem without hargasha doesn't create a din of veses, and therefore the date she puts on her calendar to be choshesh for the next month, that is the date on which she saw behargasha. So one problem is that's often not so clear. Right? We know hargashas aren't so clear to women when they feel them. Therefore, it's hard precisely to say, often it's hard to say precisely when that time is. But there's another point, which you find in the Eshkol. The Eshkol seems to say that you could be choshesh for a vesis even if there wasn't actually a hargasha. Because the Eshkol writes that what's the din? He asks, what's the din? A woman who wakes up in the morning and she sees a lot of dam. She sees that a lot of dam is on her bed and she realizes she got her period. But she doesn't know if it's before sunrise or after sunrise. So he talks about what the din will be. It's interesting, he doesn't mention that she's just seeing a kesem. Pashas is she's just seeing a kesem. Why is he talking about veses v'chlal? There should be no veses. So what does he mean? Is before nates or after nates? It says she woke up and she saw this on her bed. So the chod pshat is that he writes here there's a lot of dam, and therefore it's clear to her that her period already started. Ein achinami, when her period started, she was asleep. And therefore, of course, she didn't feel any hargasha. But lemaisa, her period started. If her period started before sunrise, so next month it's going to start before sunrise. If it started after sunrise, so next month it's going to start after sunrise. I don't care that she didn't feel anything. Right? Even if we say that this dam just has din of a kesem, right? Stam, that's what we'd say. It has din of a kesem because there's no hargasha. Okay, good. And there's no vesita to ksamen. Good. But Lemaisa, she saw a lot of dam. The only reason she wasn't margish in it was because she was sleeping. So Memela, let's be choshesh for it next month. So L'chor, that's what the Eshkol has in mind. That Lemaisa, she sees this is the beginning of her period. There's a lot of blood there. It's just she happens to be, she didn't feel it. So Memela, that's not going to make a difference because We don't care if what she saw right now is the right Sidra Rabbanan. The question is what does that predict for the future? Next month when it starts, there's no reason to say since she was sleeping this month, she's going to be sleeping next month. So Mamela, let's be choshish next month that her Veses should be whenever that dam came out of her, whenever it came out in her sleep. So that's a pretty pasha point. L'chayr, that if a woman notices this kesem, it's a big kesem, it's not stam a kesem, she didn't feel anything, but it's a big kesem that she normally would feel. Normally a woman, when they discharge reasonable amounts of blood, they feel it. Therefore, avada, they should be choshish for the next month. I mean, even if the veses turns out is a tahar veses, is a tahar kesem. The kesem turns out it's tahar, it was on color. Okay, but it doesn't matter. The maisa, that's when her period started. Her period started, so she has to be choshish the next month. Now, the emphasis is whenever she sees ksamim, so the gabi being pirish, she always is going to have to be pirish, because just seeing ksamim, a woman who never sees ksamim, and the ksamim are always just coming because she's about to get her period, or biologically we say the ksamim is part of her period, so Mela, such a woman will always have to be parish from Tashmish. Because that's a din we're going to see. There's something called the Veses HaGuf. Any time she has a physical sensation or some sort of sign that her period's around the corner, she has to stop from Tashmish. So Mela, once she sees those ksum, she has to stop from Tashmish. The only question is what about Veses? Does that count as the day she should be chosh for the Veses? The Emes says she's going to be parish from Tashmish, and even if it's on color, so it's not technically she's not a Nida, but Afal Pikin that day will count as a Veses. Now there's some poskim who said even more. They wanted to go further and to basically say that any woman seeing ksamim, but those ksamim are clearly the beginning of her period, she should always count the ksamim as the beginning of her veses, as the other veses. Meaning, what did the Shulchan Aruch mean when he said there's no veses to ksamim? That means when it's a freestanding kesem. It's a kesem, the kesem came out of nowhere, and since the kesem's out of nowhere, so it's not part of any period, so then okay, then don't be choshish for it. But when it's clearly the beginning of her period, it's just that the period's starting slowly, and therefore it only comes as ksamim. So he thought maybe you should be choshesh all the way from the beginning. So a number have written that. Rav Moshe writes it in Gimel and Aleph. Rav Yashav in Kohes Truvos, Chelk Aleph, Pei Dalet, and Rav Karpin Mishmeres Tahara. And there's an idea that has a certain amount of basis in the Gemara. That there's a difference in different types of ksamim. There's two types of ksamim. There's a freestanding ksamim, and there's a kesem that's part of a period. You know, medically, there are ksamim, stamina, a woman in the middle of the month, she doesn't, not getting her period now, and sees a kesem, and a doctor will call a breakthrough bleeding. And it's not, I think in medical jargon, we'd say it's not systemic. I mean, it's not part of the body discharging blood. It's not part of the lining shedding or anything happening. It's just some change in hormones and fluctuation, something causing her to bleed. But it's not not really part of a process of the body. So that they call breakthrough bleeding. And that, okay, I understand, there's no shaychus there to tell me anything about Vestos. But when the some are coming just because this is the beginning of the period, and it's really just Megala the period's coming because it's just a part of the period, it just happens to be she didn't feel it. So then maybe there's room to be more Machmer. I don't know if you call it a Chumrah. It's not really a Chumrah or a Kula, it's just to say the Veses from the earlier date. To say the Veses starts when she started seeing those ksamim. So in the Gemara already, we see a few makoros that seem to be like this. One's on Daf Nun Beis. Nun Beis, the Gemara says, what's the din? As a brisa, what's the din if a woman is nimei ziva, and she sees 2 days? 2 days she sees Baragasha. Sunday, Monday she sees with Baragasha. Then it comes Tuesday and she doesn't see Baragasha, but she finds a kesen. So the Gemara says she's choshesh lezov. She's choshesh, she might be a zava. Choshesh. And the Gemara says that the fact says choshesh is a chiddush, because I would have thought that such a woman should bring a carbon v'necham. A zava gedol, in addition to being tmeo, also brings a carbon. So I would have thought she brings a carbon, and the carbon is nechel, meaning the two birds brought are eaten. The chatas is eaten by the kohanim because it's a carbon vade. I could have thought it's a carbon vade because 2 days with hargasha and the third day with the kesem. But those first 2 days with hargasha makes it that even when the third day is just a kesem, it's like a regular Iya, and she's a Zava Gadol Manatayra. Kamash Malan, not that way, which Rashi says, and a number of Rishonim say. Kamash Malan, she brings a carbon, but it's not Nechel. You can't eat it because it's not a Vaday. So what's the Lamdas? Why is that? Why should that be? So the Ritzvah says he sowed that it's because we're Choshesh Agashav Lavadayte. This is a big yisod in all of Hilchos Nida, is that sometimes we're choshesh agashav lav hadaita. And we find in Chazal that the time for this chashash is whenever a re'iyah is coming, dam is seen, a kesem is seen, but it's part of a systemic process. Right? L'mashal. Right? We do bedikos for Yom HaVeses. Not only that, if you hold Vestas Dereisa, Mandam or Vestas Dereisa, if she doesn't do a Bedika, we say there's a suffix, she became a Nida. How's there a suffix, she became a Nida? There's no Hargasha. But if you hold Vestas Dereisa, the day of the Vestas passed, she doesn't do a Bedika, we say, oh, she's a suffix Nida. What do you mean suffix Nida? There's no Hargasha. Pshat is no, because when we're Choshesh, she got her period on that day. Oh, for Choshesh, she got her period on that day, but somehow she didn't see any dam from it. But if she really got her period on that day, when a re'iyah is seen as part of a period, we assume stomach there is hargasha. It's stomach kesem, we're not Choshesh, there is hargasha, and therefore we're makel when it's on Sivonim. But when the chashash is not for kesem, breakthrough bleeding, it's for that there's a real re'iyah, if we knew it was a re'iyah, we'd be Choshesh, it was with hargasha. Right, that's the pshat by Bedikos and Shiv Nakiyim. Where the Zava has to do Bedikos and Shiv Nakiyim. And I tell you she has to do Bedikos. If she doesn't do those Bedikos, so I tell you she's still a Zava. Why? She wasn't Margish. Teretz is because you have to prove that her body's, this medical systemic problem that she's seeing down, we have to show it stopped. But if it didn't stop, if she was still a Zava, we would assume there was a hargasha and she wasn't feeling it, right? Because this is something her body's doing to her, right? Usually when something's happened from the body, so you'll feel it a little bit. I, a woman, will tell you she didn't feel it. Okay, but Mustama, she really did feel something. She's just not in touch to know what that feeling is. I also don't know what that feeling is, but it could be a little bit of a pain there. You know, you do feel when the lining is shedding, there is a pain. You know, half of women really, you know, it really hurts. So even the ones that don't hurt, it's the stomach, you know, you have a bellyache, you never know exactly what it's from. So the stomach, she did feel something, or at least we're choshesh. So therefore the Gemara says that if she saw 2 days Baragasha, and the third day she found a kesem, the stomach, the kesem is coming from the same place the Hargasha is coming from. It's not a breakthrough. It's part of this zivas that she's seeing. And in Mela, we're going to assume that she's Argashav Lavadaita. Kamash Malan the Gemara, that still the Kohanim can't eat her chatas, because it's still a suffix. It's not a vadik that she had a hargasha, it's just a suffix, but it's more than a regular kesem, and therefore she brings a karban, and the karban is not nechel. So that's what Rashi and the Rishonim say. The Ramban is stark cholik. The Ramban says, no, there's never, if there's no hargasha, it's never going to be more than drabanan. The Gemara never conceived, maybe conceived as a half a mina, that it'd be bring carbon of a nechel, but the emesis doesn't bring a carbon because it's really just a rabban. But that's some Rishonim see this as it's a different type of kesem. The other more extreme Rashi you find on Nun Gimel. There the Gemara says that any time a woman sees a kesem, finds a kesem, and besoch me'es la'es from finding the kesem, she sees behargasha. So then the Gemara says, we're tola kisma b'riyasa. We're tola the kesem on her re'iyah. We assume that this kesem is not a freestanding kesem, but it's a part of her re'iyah. Part of the re'iyah that started a few hours later. So what does that mean? What do those words mean? So Rashi says the most extreme interpretation of what that means. He says, you're told a kesem of riyasa to say that that kesem was actually no different than a re'iyah. It's the beginning of the re'iyah, and therefore it is a re'iyah, and therefore even minatayra, you assume that that kesem was a part of her re'iyah. And that makes a tremendous nafkamina. Rashi, this other Shom don't go like, but this is Rashi Shita says, therefore when you're counting to know her neither stays, count from the kesem and not from the re'iyah. Right? Meaning, if we're in the pre-Rabbi Zeira world, and in that world, a woman keeps 7 days from the beginning of her re'iyah. From the beginning. So, if on Sunday she saw a kesem, and then on Monday she has her gasha. But the kesem on Sunday was within 24 hours from her re'iyah on Monday. She'll count Sunday as the first day of her nidus. And then by the end of Shabbos, she'll finish her nidus. And then Shabbos night, she's a nidah already had 7 days, and she'll go to the mikvah. Whereas if you weren't told her the kesem on the re'iyah, let's say the re'iyah on Monday was more than 24 hours after the kesem she found on Sunday. So then she'll count Monday as her first day of re'iyah, and then she won't be able to go to the mikvah until Sunday night, because she'll have to keep 7 days from and including Monday. So Rashi's really stark in this, that a kesem within 24 hours could be considered an actual re'iyah. That's just something, it's a little bit of a scary shita, right? Because if so, our heter of Tzivonim is really not such a stark heter, right? Because I'm begging Tzivua, but what if the next second she would see Bar Hagasha? So that'll be Rashi Shita. That's a little bit extreme. But Rabban says, no, that's not what it means at all. Of course it's a Drabbanan. It can never be more than a Drabbanan. And the Gemara just meant to say, Tola Kisma Briyasa, that normally when a woman finds a Kesem, she's Tola backwards, Lagabi Tuma Vitara, or Matama her backwards from the time she put on the beged, let's say a week earlier. But if she sees right afterwards, we assume the kesem is associated with re'iyah. So therefore, we're not Matama her all the way backwards to the beginning when she put on the beged, because we assume that no, she saw it only happened now, because it makes sense it happened just now, because in a few hours from now she saw Varagasha. And therefore, it won't be Matama her Mafreya. So the Rabban says no. There's no such thing as a kesem that could be a re'iyah. So that's the machlokas. But the concept is that it could be a kesem, could be a re'iyah, right? And we normally, that's something to keep in mind. You know that a woman who doesn't see freestanding ksamim, she only sees ksamim as the beginning of her veses. When she sees those ksamim as the beginning of her veses, the fi Rashi, she's tamei already as a nida the time of the kesem. Because we're not choshes for Rashi, but therefore what we would say is that she's not mamash a nida. They just can't have tashmish, just because they're about to. She's about to become a nida. So this is the basis that some have said, such as Shmuel Yashiv, that if the period, if the Hargasha comes within 24 hours of the Kesem, she should count the day of the Veses as the day of the Kesem. So that's a Shita. Now, it's not partial to be true, as Rav Vazna points out, because the Ramban seems perhaps to be more eager. Definitely as a Vade, no one else besides Rashi understands that a Kesem could become Mamash Vade, the Raisa. Most it's Chshash Erga Shavala Vadeite. So that's the Diyun. What to do Halach Lameisa? So if it's a small amount that she knows, this small amount I never see by Hagasha, so then very mustaber to say don't count the Veses from that point. Why? Because just like this month she saw that day a small amount she won't have Hagasha, next month she also won't have Hagasha. I, Rashi Shita, so the Iker is not like Rashi. But if she sees more and occasionally she'll see that amount with the Hargasha, so then she should assume that day is the Vasis, right? Because sometimes she does see Hargasha with that amount, and we have the Shitos that seem to say, L'maisa, this is the beginning of your period, so you put that together, and it makes more sense, if you have to choose a day, to choose that as the day of the Vasis. The other thing a woman could do when she's in doubt is to do a Bedika. The Gemara that even mentions doing bedikos in order to know when your vesis is. That if she's not going to know, is this a kesem or is this a re'iyah? So we know once a woman does a bedika, it gets a din of re'iyah. Once it has a din of re'iyah, so the mela, there's a din of vesis. Oh. We'll just explain. It sounds a little bit funny, right? Yeah, Yaakov, this is something that sounds funny about that. Because it's a little bit funny to say, you decide whether it's going to be a Vesis or not. Meaning, if you don't do a Bedika, so we'll say it's without Hargasha, and if there's no Vesis. If you do a Bedika, suddenly, now it's Pashit, that there is a Vesis. How that happened. It's a little funny how that happened. So I'll just tell you what you could say to make this make sense. Is that the emes is, when a woman sees a kesem, the concept is that there's no vesis to it because it's breakthrough bleeding. It's nothing. It's not a timed event in the first place. But for her, right, nothing's really happening. You just found a kesem, but she's not flowing blood. Anytime you do a bedika, so now you could say, no, it's worse because if you find down in a woman, it's there. So, mstama, it's been sitting there. Mstama, that's where it is. If it's there, so damps in the woman. So, mstama, she's having a re'iyah. I mean, the din is from Matamakam and Atayram and Din Vedika. But it also shows me mstama, this is part of a re'iyah. Right? A kesem, there's a kesem. Otherwise, she's not seeing any dam. She just sees a stain, but otherwise she doesn't seem to be flowing blood. So therefore, we're more willing to say this is just a kesem, and it's not a show of anything timed event going on. But when we do a bedika, we find dam, so then we're going to look at that and say, no, mistama that's re'iyah. Mistama that's re'iyah, memela, that'll be the beginning of her vesis, and she'll use that for her calendar for the next month. Okay, so it's, yeah.
Let's say any kesem in general. So it's not. Let's say it's a kesem, but it's, let's say it's on something that's not mekabel tumah or whatever.
Right.
So we halacha just use that as if it's not part of her re'iyah. Like,
yeah, that's what we assume. Stam. I would say that's what we assume. That a woman
different.
Who finds a kesem stam. Real much she finds a kesem. On color, she's Tahora. Why? So one point is Xeris HaKasav. But it could be there's another point. Now, why don't we assume there's Hargasha? We assume there's no Hargasha because we assume this isn't part of her period. If it was her period, she would have a Hargasha. it's not part of her period, and therefore she's not having her hargasha. But if she sees a kesem right before her period, or if we do a bedika and find dam, we would assume that, yeah, this is part of systemic ri'iyah, and it's coming by her gasha. I shouldn't feel it. It's because she didn't notice.
But as opposed to a bedika, meaning what's different?
As opposed to a bedika, right. So if a woman does a bedika, it's a funny thing. I have to tell you, it's a little bit funny thing. If a woman does a bedika and finds dam, there'll be a vesis. That's for sure true. What's the difference? Why is it different than a kesem? So we have to say the difference is because when dam is found in the woman, you assume kan nimsa kan haya. It's here because she's flowing blood. We see her ash, it's flowing blood. When we're labeling her as flowing blood, so we're assuming she's had blood in there a long time, there's a reason for it. Right? You checked and you found, oh, there's blood in there. So Mamela will say that is some a timed event. Whereas the Kesem will assume it's not a timed event. Could you hear that? It is a hard thing to hear. I'll tell you, it's a hard thing to hear. But it's definitely halacha. I mean, the halacha is that a Re'ir B'Hargasha or a Bedika has a Vesis. Whereas a Kesem doesn't have a Vesis. So you could ask this Kasha very pasha. What are you talking about? She happens to do a Bedika today. She didn't do a Bedika. She wouldn't have felt anything. So that doesn't tell me next month she's going to do a Bedika. If she doesn't do a bedika, so say, okay, she didn't do a bedika. She's not going to see again. Just like today, she didn't see until she did a bedika. Next month, also, she won't see without a bedika. So we don't say that. Why? Because once we're doing this check into her, we're saying, oh, there's dab sitting in her. We're saying that there's no room to say this is breakthrough bleeding. Therefore, mistama, this is a part of a period, a timed, monthly timed event. And therefore, she's going to have to be choshesh for. When it's a kesem, means that she saw it on her garments without anything else. So you're assuming like this, that, oh, she just saw dam, and it started and stopped. Right? The way breakthrough bleeding is a dam, and then it's finished. So dam, and it's finished, we're assuming that. And if she would check now, her stomach should be clean. And therefore, we're assuming it's not time to anything, and if there's no vessels. Do you buy that? You're thinking about that. Mm-hmm. If you want to be more balabatish, you could say that when you do a bedika, so could say, oh, there was hargasha and she didn't notice it. That gasha just came now. Right? You could say, now she, and if you didn't feel the hargasha, you could say that. I found that maybe a little harder to say. You could say, lemaisa, she's tmea deraisa, so it's a low plug. And therefore, we always keep any time she becomes neither deraisa, we perforce say that that's what we're choshesh for in Vestos. You can say that too. Okay, well, Lamaisa, we'll just say, what's Lamaisa? If a woman does a Vedika, there's a Veses. If it's Argasha, there's a Veses. If there's a Kesem, that is the male that sometimes she sees by Argasha, and it is clearly coming right before, within 24 hours, from her Re'iya by Argasha. So she should keep that kesem she should count as the day of her vesis. It's really not such a pashut issue, you know. Especially not such an easy issue, is because often the blood slowly turns into a redder shade. Right? So you want to keep the vesis the right day. So even if it's a color that you might be machmer to be poorish for that color, but you want to count the Vesis as the day when it actually turns red. So she wants to know. I mean, she could ask a Shaila. I don't know if women do this, but they should do this. Is in Vestos, they could ask a Shaila on Amara, which she knows she's Tzmeh, because she's a Nida right now. But she's asking her Shaila to see which dam was tamei kala, that should be counted on a calendar as a vessis. You see how complicated things could be? It's a hard shaila because she has to know which day to count. She's only counting one day, so which day is it, Sunday or Monday? So it could be the difference between Sunday and Monday was pretty minute. So you have to know which day to count. All right, there's an interesting heter in Vestos, Yivamah Samach Beis. The Gemara says, Chai Vadim Lifgodes Ishto B'Shasho Yosi L'Darach. A man who's going on a trip, so he has to visit his wife before he goes on the trip. Vasfilu Samach L'Vesta, even as the time of her Vestas, Shenemer V'Yedata Kishalom Ohalech, see to it that there's shalom between you and your wife. Ubekadeta navecha, visit your wife alo techtan, you won't come to chet. And then the Gemara says, v'kama and ona. So this Gemara tells us the way Ruba, the Ruba of Rishon take it. The Pashto says, this means that when a man goes on a derech, he has chiv to have tashmish with his wife. And even if it's samach l'vesses, even samach l'vesses, he has to tashmish with his wife, because the din of Mrs. Ona, the chiyuv of being with his wife before he goes out on the derech, is so strong that it pushes away the din of the chiyuv of hafrasha before the vesses. So this is a chiddush. Yeah.
It's a cool question. Is this, if a person does not do this, is it fair to say that they are being the vatal, the mitzvah del raisa of ona?
Yes, fair to say that.
This is the chiv del raisa.
Chiv del raisa.
And a person is creating that chiv because they're deciding to go away.
Right, that is a little bit funny, right? How are they allowed to create a chiv del raisa like that? That's an interesting point, yeah. But Lamaisa, there is a mitzvah d'reis on him to have tashmish. If he is going on the tarot, there's a mitzvah d'reis on him.
And even though it's a pasuk in Navi?
It's a pasuk on, well, it's a pasuk already in Chumash, Valecha Tishukaso, that a woman is mishtoking for her husband when it goes on the tarot. But the din of Ona is that whenever the woman feels she has a right to tashmish, she has a right to get it. So that's from Varnasa Lo Sigra.
Isn't
it what
she wants?
What?
She just say,
now, the MS is, you have to understand that, right? Because really, if she just comes and says today she wants tashmish, she has a right to get it. Right? The Gemara says, if someone sees his wife, that she's getting all dressed up, not what goes on today, but that she's putting on makeup, she says, oh, she wants tashmish, so he has a chiv to a chiv of ona.
Dafko,
whenever
she wants it, any scenario.
So it's whenever she's mishtokek, yeah.
So let's do mishtokek.
What?
She's not.
If she's not mishtokek, then.
Even here, butter.
What?
Even in this case, your butter, you go away.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The Gemara is assuming that there's always a mishtokek. L'chayr, it could be there's also.
I thought it was very objective, like we assume she
right.
would have been.
So the shaila is what is, the Gemara says, Chai Lifko, this Ishto. It quotes this pasuk. This pasuk says, Vidatki Shalom Alech. So it could be different reasons. It could be, we're saying just Chi of Ona. It could be there's more to it. Like the Zohar says that Vidatki Shalom Alech, you have to make Shalom between the husband and his wife before he goes on a derech, Velo Techta. Because if it's not that Shalom between them, maybe we'll do Chatam. Right, between when the shalom bayis, the man isn't going to go mitashiksa, the wife isn't going to be mizana tachta when he's off on the derech. So therefore, you want right before they go on the derech, they should make sure there's shalom there. Yeah.
So I'm
having
a hard time understanding this. So let's say the woman said, "I don't want to have." She's not in the mood.
She's not in the mood. So the chayre would take off this din.
Yeah,
the chayre would take off this din. That she's not in the mood, and she's with shalom with him anyway.
Then usually, they're not there.
So they're always mishtokik to their husband. The Gemara says it. So they're always mishtokik.
show geek.
I mean, you're saying that Matisse was not that way, okay. I'm saying, I assume that's
Matisse. She has a night where she's very tired, I don't know.
Woman it's going
tired,
on the
Zaref.
Right, right,
and
right.
Then Moody
so,
and Moody and they're going for a business trip for a week.
Right, so
Mustama,
right, so Mustama, you know, the woman has a lush of Mustam Chalitzvar Mitzvah. That's part of the husband's chiyah because he knows that deep down she really does want. Okay.
So you are chayiv? Am I getting it?
Pasha's archive, unless he truly doesn't isn't interested.
What does truly the Rebbe said second of the chief?
I know, I'm not being clear.
Okay.
Okay. It's every story could be a different story. I'm just saying is Chazal assume that she is expecting it. She might not be in the mood, but she's still expecting it.
So
I mean, this is something
like,
that she's pushed
over. What are the
push one wife
to want things?
So in a good shalom bayis, the husband could figure out. You know, he takes her out to dinner, or whatever. He's going on a trip for a while. It's a trip of reshus, right? Imagine that he's going a week skiing with his buddies, right? His wife wants to. She's important. She's in a bad mood. But why is she in a bad mood? She's in a bad mood because she's angry at him. Every case could be different, but that's the basic yisod, the way most Rishonim learn. The kasha is belongdus, what to do with this. How do you push off a vesis? A vesis is a chshasha sernida, chshasha sernida is a karis. What do I care about? Chiv ona. Yeah, it's. So different things are said. So this is. So some say the raya says, oh, you see, this is a raya that even the precious samach levesis is just drabanan. That's one thing you could say. There's a ra'ah, so he says something interesting. He says, no, vesis are deraisa, but the precious samach levesis, that's drabanan. Meaning the buffer is drabanan. I mean, he's understanding, right, not the way the Shulchan Aruch understands, that both the buffer and the vessels all have to be subsumed into a single owner. But no, that a vessels is, let's say, a full day, a full 24-hour day. But what we're calling the Arzurua, what the Shach says, which is Ikra Din, Lefidur Ah, it'll be that there's a owner before the vessels to be Parish. She's always seen on Rosh Chodesh. And now she still has to be Porish on the night of Erev Rosh Chodesh, but when it's Holich L'Derech, so then that Samach L'Vesis is just Rabbanon. Only the Iker Vesis is the Reis, and therefore that Samach L'Vesis is what we're willing to forgo on. So that's the Rashita. Yeah?
That means that they're all holds that there's a full 24 hours you have to be Choshish for. The 12-hour period where she actually saw last month, that's the Reis, though. The period before that the Orzer was Machmir for is the Rabbanah.
It's Rabbanah, yeah.
So that's been back since Nerev Migal.
Right. So that's definitely a possible Yishuv. The Ritva says something nice, sort of. He says that the Pasuk says, V'kadetam levecha v'lo techta. It says, that's the Drasha. The Drasha is normally the Chashasha Vestos. But the Pasuk is telling me, Bipoke levecha, be with your wife, and since you're doing L'shem Shemaim for Shalom ben Ish L'Ishto, don't worry, Lo Techta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's telling you, she's not going to be rolled down. She's not going to see Bem Satashmish.
Oh.
That's what he said. It's like Avtacha. A little hard to buy. I mean, if you're Chassidah, she could buy it. But if she's hard to buy, that's that would say.
I'm sorry, about it.
Right, okay, great. So something like that. If it's mamish the rice, it's a little bit hard to hear that, but a little bit you can say, no, you're doing, the din is, even the Torah, right, even if it's the raisa, it's the raisa, it's a sub deraisa. It's a deraisa, but it's because the Torah says you should be very zahir, have extra zahiris. What does extra zahiris mean? It could be extra zahiris means be very careful. But when it's a mitzvah, and the right thing to do is to have tashmish, so then forget your zahiris. You know, it could be that it's sort of built in. You know, even if you say it's deraisa, but it's not like a deraisa, it's not even a cheeseburger. It's you should have Extra zeros. Awesome. So everything has a time. The Nitziv says something, I'll just mention it because we're doing Yevamos. Maybe you heard it. Maybe if you have a good pshat, you could explain it to me. But the Nitziv, this is Eric Shela, Simon Pei Test. He says it's Esei Dochalosa say. Yeah, anyone deal with this Nitziv this year? He says Esei Dochalosa say. The essay of having Tashmish and the Chiv Ona is Docha the Losa say of being Porish Bashas Vesis.
That's not actually, I thought it was worse, meaning, it's not saying
Docha
Nida, it's
Docha Lachasha. Right. No, no one's Docha Nida. That was Shivam saying, no, that's very courageous. We're not Docha Socha.
How does it work? I don't understand.
Right. So how does it even get off the ground? It really doesn't get off the ground, because the Chi of Ona is a Losa say. The mitzvah of having Tashmish is a Losa say, or Nasa Losigra. The Isser of having Tashmish is an essay. So the Nitziv understood that any kumbasei is docha any sheval tasa. Okay, so
that's very cool.
Okay, that's definitely cool. It's definitely an interesting thing. Maram makom. The other pella is having the Selechiv Ona, because l'chayre, how is his essay being docha? She also has an issur of having tashrish v'yom havesis. Right, the woman also has a problem. So we're saying the essay, alo nasa lo sigra, whatever this kumbas say, is something that is docha even mitzad her. So those are hurdles that have to be passed. You can look in the Amik Shela, where he discusses this, but I'll say that's a maramakum. Fine. So this is all what's said, and this is the Iker Halacha. Rabbeinu Tam, though, didn't feel there was any way to get past this hurdle of Prisha Samach Vesis being Dereisa and Mitzvah's owner not having the koach to be docha this. He didn't like it. And he said we have to say the snapshot on the Gemara. And the Gemara just means B'divrei Ritzui. So it does not mean have Tashmish. It just means talk to her. Because it's the Vecha, means don't leave her in a bad mood, but cheer her up. Buy her some jewelry, flowers. Okay, those are all the dumb things that dumb husbands do. But if you're a smart husband, figure out some way to get her into a good mood and to have shalom bayis before you go skiing with your buddies.
Where does Debbie hold that work?
What?
A business trip,
yeah. So if it's for Dvar Mitzvah, it's only if it's for Dvar Rishos. So sometimes it could be if it's so if it's needed for Parnassa, that would be called a Dvar Mitzvah. If it's whatever my hobby is making money, so that would be a Dvar Rishos. So that's Rabbeinu Tam. He says, does it really mean literally? So it's a little bit funny, right? It's a little bit funny because Lashon's Chayev Lifgodes Ishto. Right? When you see, talk about visiting your wife, they're married, they live in one house. Well, what do you mean visit? Also, it's a big chiddush because what's it telling us? It's telling us like this is a chiddush in Vestos. Like, who says you were asked to talk to your wife before that? It sounds like it's giving a heter. Right, so it could be just giving a chiyuv. It's more than that. But it sounds like lo sechta. I mean, like, it really sounds like the Gemara is giving. It's like a chiddush. We didn't know it, and it says, oh, even in Pshas Vesta. I mean, why should they have to do Pshas Vesta? It's not Tashmish. Why should they talk to her nicely before I go on a trip? Why is it such a chiddush? The Gemara says it as like a havimin and kamashmala. That's Rabbeinu Tam's mahalach. Also, halacha and Shulchan Aruch, Iker is mekel, like Rav Rishonim. However, the Rama says, Tavo olav bracha, to be machmir like Rabbeinu Tam. Tavo olav bracha. So, that's what he says. And you know, I feel like this has such a bizarre ring to it. that I think that's why probably everyone doesn't even know it's just a Tavolo of Bracha, and probably people don't rely on this much. But Lamaisa, the Ramah just says Tavolo of Bracha, and the truth is it's not so posh what the right thing is to do. First of all, one consideration, the Torah says Shlamim, it brings to the Marshal. The Marshal says, what do you mean Tavolo of Bracha? And the Marshal is before the Ramah. But he's saying, it doesn't make sense that this is a Chumrah not to have Tashmish. Lehefech, it's a Chumrah to have Tashmish. How could he not have Tashmish? Why is that? Is your being a vatalness a mitzvah deraisa, chiv deraisa? Why is that? Why is this such a so great to be choshes for a bino tam? So he says the pshat is different. He says, and it could be this was pshat the Rama. As a tavrul of bracha means if you can make her happy just by talking to her, that's the best thing, right? The woman, if you could get her that there's complete shalom bein ish l'ishta, that there's no problem just by talking, gewaltig, that's the best. And then what? And then she'll say, I am totally happy and at peace, and she's not toveya, she doesn't feel any need or any slight to her chiv ona. And if so, so everything's good, she's mocha b'lev shalom, and she's happy. And they're b'shalom. So if you could do that, so that is tavolo bracha. To accomplish this with having a nice date. But if not, so then the marshal says, no, then it's better to be machmir the other way to have tashmish. And the other consideration pointed out is that generally our vestas are just vestas she'eno kivua. If it's a vestas she'eno kivua, which is no one came at, pashas is not a dinteraisa, the precious, how could pashas be deraisa? You saw it once, it never repeats. So Mamela, that's just a drabban and tikadin. If it's just a drabban and tikadin, the svar is to keep the chazal kipshuto.
Also on the Menonit, it's the same thing?
Yes, same thing.
Even though
Ona Beinonis is in ways more chamer than a Vestas Shein or Kavua, but still, Lachairus not to race.
So that means in the end of the day,
but
all post scheme in all situations, everyone wants their abundance, if you're good to go.
I'll tell you straight. The Ramah just says Tavolov Bracha. Straight Stam Svarim, you look, they'll say Tavolov Bracha. Don't have Tashmish even on a Vestish Eino Kavua.
I get it. You're passing, the whole din is because. If he's coming to the Bentham passing, he has Isdor Raita.
Right.
In Behemetim, the Rakhda Banan, why you hold Tavolov Bracha? Is Din the
right for you? Right. So that's why I'm just saying that if it's a Vestish Eino Kavua,
that's every case today.
And he feels that Divrei Ritzui is not enough. So then, it's just a Tavolo of Bracha. So, Bechlal person has to be choshesh for it. Right?
But
if someone wants a Bracha, wants to, if you're Sfari also, maybe you don't have to worry about the Shammah in the first place. But if you want to worry about the Ramah, and you want to get the Bracha, Afal Pikein, I would say that if the Divrei Ritzui is not enough and it's a Vestas Shein of Kavua, he should have Tashmish. Yeah?
I'm understanding.
Yeah.
There's a Chiv Ona.
Right.
Or it's Chiv Ona. Mitzvah said Doraita Nukai right now. Divrei Ritzui is not Mitzvah Doraita. It's not filling Mitzvah Ona. Right? Now, there is a problem potentially of a vest.
Right.
Which I hear is a daraita, but only in the world if you're holding best kavua. But there are months from the rabbi time.
Right.
But we don't have a rabbi time. Why would you not do mitzvah daraita?
Right. So I'm really being honest. I'm being more machma than in my life. I really would agree with you.
But it sounds.
The only reason I'm not agreeing with you is because rabbi tam.
But rabbi tam is only doing daraita, not doing the rabbanan.
So rabbi tam himself, Mustama, would have said even on a vestas she'eino.
But he writes black and white. It was because the best kavua, best doraita.
Right.
So at the end of the day,
he learns the Gemara differently. I mean, he says the Gemara never said a word that you could have tashmish beyond the vestas.
But because of the fact that.
Right. So you're saying misvara, it makes sense.
He writes black and white, not me.
Okay.
And,
right.
To not be mitzvah said daraita of ona.
Right.
It's a scary thing. Like, it's in front of me. Why wouldn't I be kind?
Right. It's just okay. Okay, I mean that's not so strange. We find all sorts of Isra, you know.
It was Isra here, but I mean,
I'll tell you one thing. It's not. I'll tell you one other point. You know, post can talk about what about other chiyuv vesta, other chiyuv onas. One thing's for sure. You know, this is for sure. Even vesta she'eino kavua. Stam, the wife comes and says, you know, you've been ignoring me for a week, and I'm angry, and she's putting on her makeup, and you know, this is all in the Chazal world. No, if a woman puts on makeup, she's going to a chasim. But in Chazal's world, so there's a chiyuv ona. It's a vesta she'eino kavua. You know what? You keep the vesta she'eino kavua. You know why? So they say why. The reason why is pasha reason. There's talk about this in Poskim, but the pasha says, this is a Noda Yehuda talks about this. The reason why is because she also has an Isser. What do you mean she has a right to say, I have a right to my owner? She's Asser. It's Asser for you too. It's Asser for the woman. It's not just a din on the man. Right? It's not just Lehapech. She has a Chiyuv to say, you know, the concept of owner is you shouldn't be Ma'ana, your wife. Or you should make her feel bad. She feels bad. Why is my husband ignoring me? Well, of course he's ignoring you because it's the Veses. So the emes is, you really have to say a bit of a chiddush here and explaining the whole din of the Gemara. You have to say that. No. Over here it's a different din because he's choosing to go on a trip. So she has a right to say to him, no, you're not being nice to me. You're going on a trip for Rishos. And therefore, the woman doesn't have to be mochel. You hear that? I mean, really, it's not so posh. It's not posh just to say, oh, on us a little sigra, we could always be matter as a vest. The Gemara says that a batlan, a person who doesn't work, his chiyuv ona is every night. Why? Because his wife knows he's a toral, shlemazel, batlan. He doesn't do anything. And therefore, it should be every night. As I state the Gemara, But it's not Docha Vestos because she's also a Framid. But the Bashar is this is an exceptional case. He's going skiing with his friends. She has the right to be feeling hurt. He leaves, she will feel hurt. And therefore, and not only that, he leaves and she feels hurt. It's they might come to do Chatam. Maybe, you know, it's not good to leave without Shalom Bayis. So therefore, Chazal are makel here. But it's not Pasha just to say. Okay, that's the thought. Fine. Okay. Just how many bedikos do you do on the day of the Veses? So, in Rishonim and Shulchan Aruch and all poskim, once in the Veses. One time in the Veses. One bedika for Ona. A woman Osik Batara, since then she checks twice a day, but that means once for night and once day. Basically, one vedika checks an owner. In the modern svarim, from the Badei HaShulchan and on, like really modern, but Badei HaShulchan writes, he discovered a tosefta that no one's noticed. The tosefta needs a test base. It says, Lo tzarach lios yada ve'eina kol hayom. She doesn't have to check the whole day of the vessels. Ela bodekas pamein levista. But she has to check twice to her vessels. That's the Tosefta, and in all Nuschos of the Tosefta, that's the Nusach. The Gra changed it, because he says, where does this double come from? But all Nuschos, it just says twice to the Vesas. So the Badei notices this, and after the Badei, it was, people loved, you know, just were so impressed by this Tosefta, that in Svarim, I think most Svarim today say they have to check twice, based on this Tosefta. Oh. It's a pellet though, because what was before the Badei discovered the Tosefta? Yeah?
Very quickly, twice, meaning during the entire vest, twice a day? What?
Twice. So the way it's understood is twice in the owner. And that owner, when the time of the vest, this is one owner, and that owner you have to check twice.
Can't someone argue that a vest is something that's the assumption you see down? So you don't know when you're going to see it.
Right.
You
can be
assessed all day.
Right.
So why not stick them up?
Right. So it makes a lot of sense, right? And that's the Chavastas, is right. Chumrah. She'll always have a mokhtar the whole day. There is one rishon, I saw the Machzor Vitri. He writes she should be bodekes, she should bodekes tadr. She should always be bodek herself a lot in the nest. Okay, but that's very fringe because we don't find that in Chazal and in Poskim. We don't find them telling us this.
So what is that since the siva of a bedika? If it's hard to understand, because if we understand like the Chavos Das, he makes proper logical sense. If the Chazaker is sitting down, you don't know where it's going to come. We have to do it all day. If we're not holding the Chavos Das, but we're seeing, Rebbe said, most posting are saying is that's the Iker Shita, twice, once.
Right.
Then what is the bedika? Is it a formality?
Oh, yes, I had a kasha. Chaznish gives a teretz.
What I'm asking?
Yes.
Okay.
This is a Chazanish Simon Pei Os Chaf Beitz. So he says something very nice. He says the pshat is that a Veses is just a Chashash. Even if Veses is a Dereisa, no one says it makes her a Vada Nida, it's just a Chashash of Nida. It's just that she becomes a Suffolk Nida. So he says, since it's a Suffolk, there's a klal in Torah that Suffolk Motsi Mutei Suffolk. Even if you have a beerer that's just a suffix, that's enough to be mavarer a chash, which is just a suffix.
One more time, or say it again, sorry, I lost you.
When it's a chash, that's just a suffix. Even if it's deraisa, but it's just a suffix. I mean, she had a cheskes tara, then it comes along the din of Vestos and says it's a suffix, maybe she's getting her period today. But then comes along a suffix beerer. That you checked, you did a bedika and it came out good. So that shows up. There is a reusa to the chash veses.
That's a suffix. Why is it a suffix even? If we're assuming potentially, I mean, it's not because it could be that all the dam, it could be that at this given point in the day, she might have saw dam, and she has not seen yet. So listen, maybe it's not.
So that shows that
that's a suffix we're saying.
That's like, yeah, you know, it's a little bit like, right, if you find bugs in food, and then you cook the food, so you have to be sure that the cooking destroyed the bugs.
Right.
But if you have a chash that there's bugs in food, even if the chash is strong enough to make a chash in the chazaka, now you think there's really room to be chosher, there's bugs here. And then I cook it. And the cooking
that's
might
the
blow up the
right.
Pool, right? Oh, okay,
that's
fine. Right. So the same sort of lambda is here.
Right.
Suffolk wants to say Suffolk.
So that means we're coming out, it's a big, big yesod, that not the Chavos Das, but we're saying the Geder of Vestas is not a Vadai Riyo, it's a Suffolk Riyo.
Right, right.
So that's not the Chavos Das.
No, the Chavos Das agrees with that.
He does agree with that.
But he says it. Lamais is still a suffix. How do you prove against the suffix without checking the whole thing?
Everyone agrees. The Shah is to what extent? So
right.
Chavadish comes to the Yisob saying it's suffix, suffix.
Right.
Chavadas is probably a word mechatis. Okay.
Right.
Fine.
Now, Lamais, we have this Tosefta. And the Tosefta is a pellet. Tosefta is Betheirish, not like the Chavadas. He says, Vesis, you do not have to check the whole day. Not like the Chavadas. But you have to check Pamayim with Esta. So, what did that mean? So I'll just say what I think it means, just to make me ask why it is that until the Ba'adei Shulchan, all the Sfarim, just say one Bedika, is that we're assuming a Vesis is one owner. But if you say not that way, if you say the Shach, that really Vesis are two owners, and the Gemara was talking about this sensational woman who had a Vesis L'shos, by her, Vesis is only one owner. But it's not really true. Really, Vesis is two owners. So, Melis Pasha, why? He says, you're only Bodek Pamayim Levesta. Why? Once for the day owner, once for the night owner. Right? You keep once for the day and once for the night. When it says Pamayim, it means twice a day for a 24-hour period. You keep two Bodekos. And that's what the Tosefta had in mind. The male, the Rishonim, who were just telling you how much to be bodek in one owner, so they just wrote one bedika is enough. In a chenami, if you're keeping the Zeruah, or any other version where you're keeping two onos, so each owner needs to get a bedika, but we never find Chazal needing more than one bedika per omer. So maybe that's Pshat Susefta, maybe not, but that's definitely the Pashat that you only need one. Okay? Right, you know, Vesta Shein Kavua, maybe you want to be more machmer, but I already said Vesta Shein Kavua, sorry, Vesta Kavua, maybe you want to be more machmer, but I already said by that, Mestam, you're keeping the Arzurua. If you're keeping the Arzurua, so you're already doing two Bedikos, because you're doing one for the Arzurua and one for the Iker Chash. So that's the... All right. Oh, wow, that was long.